Are these extraordinary men? Extraordinary athletes, yes. But like you and I, life hands them the same lessons in pain, loss, and triumph. The game provides a window into the human spirit, and it's that spirit that connects us all. Every day is a new opportunity for success, just waiting to be written.
Flacco takes the snap. He's back. He's looking. He fires. And it's intercepted. It's intercepted by the Eagles. D'Amico Ryans with the pick. Drama here at the link. 17-17. Flacco again in the shotgun. Flacco backpedals. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked.
Welcome to another edition of Eagles Unscripted. I'm Scott Graham. Joining us here this evening in the studio is Eagles middle linebacker D'Amico Ryans. Good to see you.
Good to be here.
Good to be relaxed. Good to be rested after an opportunity for a bye week. A lot of folks may or may not know, what would you do during a bye week when you get that time away from here?
Well, when I get that time for a bye, I just want to go and relax. Just get away from football, go home, sleep in, try to sleep in as long as I can. But just go and see family members, just get completely away from football. Since I don't even want to watch football most of the time when I'm on the bye week, just completely get away from it. Just go to some of my favorite restaurants back home in Houston, and just really just hang out with family and friends.
It's our house! Yeah.
Are in the middle of a game situation. We've seen you over the years, watched you on the field, even heard you mic'd by NFL films. It seems that you're in just another place, a different place from this place, from that face right there. Yeah. Where is that, and how do you get there?
I have to switch. I was talking to some people at church on Sunday, like, who are you when you're out there on the field? You're not this guy that we see coming to church. It's like, I told him I have to switch it. I have to flip the switch on, and I become a totally different person. Just that animal, that machine, that reckless D'Amico that really only comes out on game day. And it's a great outlet for me, and I love it. I enjoy it, and I love that moment of game day, being able to flip that switch and just turn into an animal for about 3 hours.
It's a fight for four. It's a fight for four.
Hey, they need a field goal. We got to push them back. Game time.
Where you are on the field is right in the middle of it. And as the guy who is the defensive leader, who's in the middle of the defense, who has to call things out, has to notice everything, what's the most important quality you can have out there while all this is going on?
The most important quality, I think, is being able to encourage everyone on the field. And not just the defensive guys, not just being in the middle of the defense huddle, but it's going out there trying to encourage the guys that are playing on the special teams, encouraging the guys on the offense, you know, every time they come off the field. You know, it's being that guy to being able to communicate with everyone on the field, and keep everybody upbeat and into what we're trying to do, and that's to win a game. So I need everybody, you know, intense and into what we're doing, and being loose and having fun at the same time.
Don't let nothing linger. Clear your mind, and let's go be great. Clear your mind, go be great. Huh? It's all about the finish. It's all about the finish. You hear me?
One of the guys that you've done a lot of that encouraging with, and we see him around you a lot, is Michael Kendricks. And you know, this is a young, very talented guy who we had here on the program. Great kid, obviously a really bright kid who really wants to learn a lot. How much are you taking him under your wing? How much are you teaching him with what you're doing?
Well, everything I know, I'm trying to give it to him, because I know he has that. I see myself in him. You know, when I first started out, just young, eager to learn everything about every position, because he's already a really good player, and he has that playmaking ability. So for me, it's just teaching him the game. Just little keys that I try to give him, try to get him to tune into, so he'll know what's happening before it happens. And that's going to allow him to be even quicker and make even more plays.
It seems to me like you haven't been in the league that long, and yet now you're the old man. Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's what it seems like. You know, it happened so fast. And, you know, when I first got in, it was 2006, all guys, and, man, time flies by, man. It flies by. Take advantage of every opportunity. Like, man, I'm a rookie. You know, I got time to play. Then fast forward, it was 7 years later, you're the old guy. You're the old guy in the room. I'm 28 years old, and here I am, the oldest linebacker in the room. I'm like, wow. It changes very fast. And, you know, that's one thing that, you know, I really appreciate those older guys for telling me that, you know, take advantage of it. And I feel like I've done that, and I enjoy every moment of it, so I don't have any regrets.
And I'm happy to be the guy that the guy that they chose to step in and be the middle linebacker of this defense. And like I said, it's a perfect fit for me, and it's what I like to do, and I'm just eager to get started.
You get the word that you're traded. Mm. On some level, that had to be shocking for you, was it?
Oh, yeah, getting the news you're traded is very shocking. And it was a weird day. I'm just walking around the mall and about to go grab some lunch, and I get a call from the general manager, and he's like, hey, what are you doing? Like, I'm about to go grab something to eat. No, wait. I want to grab something to eat with you. Like, oh, you want to eat with me? What's going on? And then we went and grabbed something to eat, and he told me, you know, that, you know, I'm sending you to the Eagles. So, yeah, I mean, it was shocking at the moment, but at the same time, I was like, you know, okay. And I think being in the league at that time, being in the league for 6 years, that allowed me to understand that this game can change at any time. You can be traded any time, let go at any time. So I felt good about it because I felt like, you know, I was coming off an injury, and I was coming to a good team with the Eagles. So it was like, okay, this is like a rebirth, like a fresh start for me. I get to have a rookie season all over again, but I know a lot more now than I knew my first rookie year. So I'm ready for it. I'm ready for the challenge. I'm ready for the new beginning, and it's going to be a great move for me.
When we continue, we'll find out more about D'Amico Ryan's home away from Philadelphia when Eagles Unscripted continues. Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, all things sporting good, and by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
Growing up in Bessemer was tough, but the thing about growing up in Bessemer was the outlet of sports. That's what helped us out. You know, we had gangs and drugs, violence all around. You had to find some type of way to draw yourself away from that type of crowd. So for me, it was sports. And sports just kept me busy, kept me doing other things than being out in the streets and getting involved with the wrong crowd. Let's work, guys. Let's work now. Let's work. Who the best in this group?
Me.
Oh, we're going to see. I always knew I wanted to come back to my hometown and, you know, provide things that wasn't there for me growing up. So we do the football camps, cheerleader camp. It's something that I wish I would have had growing up. So I always wanted to reach back and just teach the kids all the knowledge that I've gained over the years. It's been important to me. I mean, a lot of kids think just, you know, the athletics, that's the only part of it, that's the only thing they see. But I tell kids, at the end of the day, you can't play sports forever. One thing people can't take from you is your mind. Congratulations once again to all the scholarship winners. This is what I love about the camp, being able to present young people with scholarships to go on to college. And we look forward to doing this all again next year. God bless. Oh, come on now. Press the ball out there. Come on. You know, playing football, I always got into training. I always developing, trying to become better, different techniques of training. And then a couple years ago, I had the opportunity of meeting this guy who started his training facility, D1. And I was like, man, what a perfect opportunity. I would love to do this back in my hometown to give the kids around my area that competitive advantage, being able to train. So, you know, the business side of it and the training side of it just linked up, and it was a perfect fit.
Man,
Make sure you guys are having fun with what you're doing. Make sure you're working hard and listening to what the coaches say. You have to pay attention to the detail of what the coach asks you to do and make sure you're doing exactly that. You got me?
Yes, sir.
From the athletic side, this is a huge step in the right direction for guys. When they go into junior high, when they go into high school, they already have the work ethic and they already have the desire and they already know what to expect and how to push themselves further than they think that they can go. It teaches young people a sense of dedication, a sense of perseverance, a sense of just a work ethic and what it takes to push yourself further than you ever thought you could push yourself. And that translates over into life.
Take your time, hit every square. Take your time, hit every square.
On the other side of it, he's the type of leader that everybody wants. He's going to show you how to do it first, and then if you don't do it, then that's when he'll say something.
Be fast, guys, be fast.
And that's the type of leader you want to follow. You don't want a guy that's going to tell you how to do it and tell you how to live it and, you know, doesn't do it. He's definitely lead by example.
Here we go, boy. They doing all that, yes, sir. They doing all that, yes. It's time to set it up right now.
He is as good a man as you'll ever meet. He's been that way since we were 18 years old, and he's a rock. And Philadelphia Eagles are very lucky to have him.
Taking a little look back and a little trip about where you're from, how you got here, what you're doing now. How important is where you came from in terms of who you are right now? How important is it that you remain kind of grounded there?
It's very important where I come from. And, you know, say the Bessemer, Alabama is a small city. But, I learned there to stay humble. Stay humble, work hard. Stay humble, work hard. That's something that growing up there taught me. You know, you have to, you want anything in life, you got to work for, you got to work hard to get it. And that's something that I learned really from my mom, you know, a single mom growing up with a single parent home. You know, she got out and worked two, sometimes three jobs to support the house, but never complained. That's something that I seen from her, and that keeps me humble. That keeps me grounded to this day. And just to know that you're not no matter what you do in life, you're not above the next person.
If you ever forgot about that, would mom be the one who brought you back?
Yes. She'll let me know fairly quickly. You know, mom won't let me forget that, but she's been great. That was my role model. Still is my role model growing up, and I really, really looked up to her, appreciated her for what she did and the effort and the work she went through to raise the family. So now, one of the best feelings I had was when I was able to tell her, okay, you can relax now. Go just do whatever you want to do. And it was one of the best feelings. That's one thing I really appreciate this the NFL for. And, you know, God bless me with the ability to play in the NFL. I was able to give my mom a break.
Your foundation, where did that idea come from? What's it trying to do?
Well, it came from when I first started in the NFL, I always wanted to do something back in my community to help out the young kids in my community, because there's a lot of underprivileged kids in the area. What can I do to help them? So that's one thing that we started was the football camp. We continued that, you know, still up until this day. And a few years back, maybe 3 years ago, we started. And I always wanted to do scholarships for kids to go to college. So we came up with a program to, you know, give away 10 scholarships every year. So at the football camp, we'll give away 10 scholarships to high school seniors. That's something to get them going. You know, it could be books or room and board, whatever it is, something to get them going and know that, you know, someone cares enough about them to help them along the way, to, you know, give them that drive to be whatever they wanted to be in life and finish their college career and go on to do great things. But then have that mindset to know that someone helped them along the way, so they come back and they do the same thing and just, you know, continue to help people.
When you talk about home, you also had an opportunity to be honored by the Birmingham Barons.
We have former University of Alabama great. Let's hear it for D'Amico Ryans!
Now, first of all, anybody who gets an opportunity to go back home and get honored, That's a heck of a thing. Most of us don't get an opportunity to do that. Also, very few of us get an opportunity to throw out a pitch at a game. Nervous going into that kind of thing?
Oh, a little bit nervous, especially whenever you're throwing out the first pitch. Is always, and even I played baseball from, I was like 5 years old. I first started playing baseball all the way through high school. But, the first thought is, man, get it across the plate. Don't throw it in the dirt. Just get it across the plate.
High's better than low.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So it's a little nervousness there going out throw the first pitch. But I like it, I think, even more because my family, they get so into it and they want to come to the ball game. They always love baseball. So it's more fun, I think, for them just to get out and enjoy the game. And, it was a great family outing that I really, really enjoyed.
Back with more in a moment with D'Amico Ryans here on Eagles Unscripted.
Yeah. Well, we said you're the old man.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. Not that old.
Winding it down on Eagles Unscripted, and for our final segment, something a little bit new to the program here. We're going to go off unscripted and sort of scripted. It's confusing. We have in my hand a list of 25 very carefully chosen questions.
Uh-oh.
Now, your job is to give me five numbers, 1 through 25, five different numbers. I'll read the questions. You come up with the answers. This is the unscripted part of it. We don't know what you're going to ask, but I couldn't remember all 25 questions off the top of my head, so I do need the paper. 1 through 25, give me your first number.
2.
What is your good luck charm?
My good luck charm.
Don't have one?
I don't have one.
Not a superstitious guy.
I'm not superstitious. I try to stay away from superstitions when I find myself trying to do the same thing over and over again for the week. I just change it up because I don't like getting locked into superstitions because you forget one thing that it throws your whole day off. I hate being that way.
Okay, that's first question down. Second number.
6.
6. What is your hidden talent?
Man, hidden talent. It's not hidden, but good at speaking in public too. Yeah, I like to. I preached a sermon before, so that's something interesting that people probably didn't know. So I'm good at public speaking, I think.
Okay, next number.
7.
7. Who would play you in a movie about your life?
Movie about my life. So you got to get the best actor out there. So
it's probably got to be good looking too, right?
Yeah, probably. Man, probably Denzel. Boy, he's probably too old, man.
I don't know that Denzel.
Need a younger guy. I need a younger guy.
Well, we said you're the old man now.
Not that old. He's a younger actor. Probably Idris Elba. That's a good actor. A lot of people like him.
Right, there you go.
That'll work.
Okay. Next question.
17.
17. What does your last text message say?
Last text message says, what's my last? Oh, asking a, I'm texting a guy from Enterprise trying to get my family a rental car for this weekend's game. So, try to check the availability. So hopefully when I get back to my phone, he sent me a message saying everything is cool.
All right, last question.
24.
Better comedian, Dave Chappelle or Cat Williams?
Let's see. I think. Oh, that's tough.
We don't ask easy questions around here.
No, it's not. I like Cat Williams at his stand-up. He was pretty funny at stand-up. Dave Chappelle, the TV show, was it was a great show, very funny, every episode.
Got to make a choice.
So, Dave Chappelle.
There you go. Thank you very much, and thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Join the Eagles and the American Red Cross on December 1st for the 5th annual Eagles Blood Drive. All presenting donors will receive a limited edition Todd Harriman's number 79 t-shirt. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit www.redcrossblood.org/Eagles to make your appointment today. Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority for all things sporting good and by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
Communicate, fight. Attitude. Attitude, Nate. Attitude. Step up, man. Everybody. Everybody step up and fight, man. Ah! Hey, there you go.